Hi everyone, my name is John. In this video, I'm going to walk you through the directory structure and files that get created in your first Azure Functions project. Let's start by walking through the files and folders that got created for our first function project. And to do this, we're going to use a tool called CodeTour. It's an extension for VS Code, and you'll see what it does right here. It's pretty cool. We'll start the CodeTour up, and it shows us a tour of the application. So in this case, the first folder we're looking at is the products get folder. It's where our first function was created. Inside of there is a function JSON file. This is the configuration file for the function. You'll recognize some settings such as the auth level of anonymous and the type, which is HTTP trigger. These are what we chose when we created the function. And here's how we can change them just by editing this file. Next up, let's take a look at the function logic. Here we can see the index.js file. This is the function itself. Here's the sample function that got created for us, where it's going to respond to a query string parameter of name and say hello to that name. The next file up is a sample data file, where we can put different sample data for our application. And then we're going to jump over to the VS Code folder. Inside of here, there's a file called launch.json. This is VS Code specific. That's why it's in the VS Code folder, and it helps us set up a debugging configuration for Azure Functions. So what does it do? It means you can then press F5 and you can step line by line and use breakpoints through the function app. Then we're going to go down and look at the funkignore file. It's .funkignore, and everything that's listed in this file that matches any of these patterns will not be published to Azure. Very similar to a gitignore file, which you can see here, files that won't go up to Git, such as the local settings JSON. We'll come right back to that. And then there's a host.json file. This is a specific configuration of metadata. It's a global configuration that affects all functions in a function app, because you can have more than one function in this project. Then we've got local settings. Now, this is what stores application settings and things like connection strings that are only used locally by development tools. And thus, we have that inside the funkignore, so we don't actually push that up to the functions. Our package.json file is what we use to list our NPM scripts and any NPM dependencies that we might have. And then, last but not least, the proxies.json. This file is where you can specify endpoints on our function, and they're implemented by another resource. So what's that mean? So these things can be used to split large API surfaces into multiple function apps, and really just present one API surface for you. So now we've walked through all the basic files and the folder structure of what you get from your first function.